for Philips and Pupilla to the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 08/09/2025. Dictation is for OCL Zamundio. Zamundio spelled Zamundio. OCL spelled OSIEL. Date of birth is 04/19/2009. This is a 16-year-old child accompanied by his mom here with fever, period. Patient said his fever max was at home at 101.9, took Tylenol and Motrin, which helped a little. However, he says he continued to have the fever to go back up and is having body aches, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, says the discharge from his nose is clear. Next line, he reports frontal headache, says headache is pressure-like. Not the worst of his life, described headache as 3/10. Located in the forehead region. He, next line, denies blurred vision, double vision. Next line, he denies neck pain or stiff neck. Next line, patient reports cough, says cough is dry. Next line, patient denies weight loss, night sweats, and bloody sputum with cough, denies travel history, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies is none. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 112/71, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, nose, congested clear discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph. Face, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no lymph, no correction. Next paragraph, throat, he has erythematous, edematous, uvula, tonsils, pharynx, no exudate present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection. Assessment number 2 is acute rhinitis. Assessment number 3 is acute cough. Assessment number 4, a sinus headache. Assessment number 5, decreased appetite. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did the following tests: strep, flu, COVID. The strep and flu were negative. COVID is positive. Next paragraph, I discuss our findings with parents and the need for patient to be isolated, at least for, and to exercise universal precautions and to be away from work for at least 5 days. Mom says she understands. Child, he would recommend a child increase fluids, recommend water, Gatorade, Pedialyte, bread diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. Mom says she understands and will comply. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Motrin 600 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN for pain, headache, period, and fever. Number 30, next medication, Paxlovid 300/100 dose pack, 1 dose BID for 5 days. Next medication, Zofran 4 milligrams ODT, will take 1 tab, sublingually TIDPRN for nausea/vomiting, number 24. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Mom was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said she has none also. End of discussion.